Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were talking about the need for a Christian to continually seek the will of God. Let's continue with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. Now keep it in mind that the idea here in the language is of a continual effort, continuing in prayer, continuing to keep his commandments, and continuing to do those things that please him. You know, one of the things that I've found over the years, I've had people that were faithful to come. For example, we have a prayer meeting for men and women, men in one place, women in another place, on Sunday mornings at 9:20 in our church. And I've seen men come to those things, and then all of a sudden, they're not coming anymore. And before too long, they're not sitting downstairs. They're sitting up in the balconies away from everybody. And before too long, they're not there on a Sunday night or Wednesday, but before too long, they're out the door. And in the process of time, they've developed critical spirits, whether it's from hearing gossip or some other thing that comes along the trail. But nonetheless, they listen to those things. And those things happen. And so they don't continue. And whatever took them off the path of obedience and faithfulness, love for God, love for the local church where God led them, love for the people of God at that local church, love for the things of the Lord, whatever took them off that course is not the blame of that thing, it's the blame of the heart of that person that went off course. Because they've given those things more power in their life than God. And the best thing to do is to swallow your pride, make things right, and get back on the right track. Now, I know this radio ministry goes around the world, so I'm not talking my church on. I'm talking about any Christian in any church where they're preaching the word, speaking the truth as it is to men as they are. Then you need, instead of being a critic, get right with God and do what you're supposed to do. Do those things that please him. Now, if we have a real heart in this matter, it doesn't condemn us. Why? Because we are seeking to please him. Therefore, our prayer is seeking his will, and we are asking him according to his will. See, sometimes you seek his will, and you know what? Then you need to ask according to that will for various things. It will therefore always line up with the word of God. If you want to know God's will, always check the word of God. When God lays something on your heart, make sure in God's word there's nothing that's interfering with that, so you'll know that it's not outside forces, so to speak, trying to get you to do something that sounds religious, that sounds good, but it may not quite be what God wants. So always check with the word of God. And whatever God's will would be in your life, it is not necessarily about promoting ourselves. Usually it's not. It's about glorifying the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sometimes we get undeserved praise for things that God did. And I'm always afraid of that because I'm afraid that's going to come back to bite us when we take the glory that's due unto the Lord. Remember the Herod in Acts chapter, chapter 12? They said he speaks as God. Boy, he just took it all in, and then all of a sudden he was smitten with worms, and he died within a 10-day period. And he took honor and glory that was due unto God. Satan lost his estate for all eternity by trying to take glory that belongs to God. See, your prayers will not be begging things. Rather, they will be as the young couple planning their future. The bride who offers suggestions, not arguments. And together, they work to have a plan in place that is theirs together. And their work plan together and what they're going to do together, it's a work of love. And that is what our asking is with the Lord. We belong to Him, so we're not going to argue with the Lord, try to change His will, try to change His mind. We're going to seek Him and pour out our heart to Him, agree to what His will is, but see how we can make it work with Him. It ought to be every Christian's desire. I mean, every Christian under the sound of my voice today, it ought to be our desire that the voice of our Lord, God who's a spirit, that voice will be as familiar to our heart as the voice of our spouse is to our ear. And by the way, one thing you'll know, that if it is His voice speaking in your heart, it will never, never, never contradict the Word of God. Now that takes us to the plan in verse 23. And this is His command, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. Now isn't that great? We are to love one another even as He gave us commandment. As a married couple, we are to reflect what Jesus Christ is to us and what we are to be to Jesus Christ. You see, in a marriage, the husband, he has the place of representing Christ, and the wife, she has the place of representing the church or the saved person. And so, she submits herself as we, all of us, men and women, should submit ourselves unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say this to you men. Never expect your wife to have as great a submission or a greater submission to you than you have to the Lord Jesus Christ. And ladies, don't expect your husbands to love you if your love for Christ is not what it ought to be. So again, the bride of Christ, she believes on Christ, she relies on Christ. The groom, he provides. He's the provider of guidance. He's the provider of strength. He's the provider of comfort. He's the director of the home. That's why we're told in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12, that a threefold cord is not quickly broken, because Jesus Christ is the central cord of the marriage, if it's going to be a good marriage and a right marriage. Now notice the commandment in Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Now by first, he means this is the greatest, the most important commandment of all the commandments. This is the greatest, this is the first, this is the most important, this is number one commandment. That first commandment, again, is to love the Lord your God with your heart, your soul, mind, and strength, and all. Okay, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And then he says, and the second commandment is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Now, there's a lot of commandments. We always talk about the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. And thou shalt not put any other gods before me. Thou shalt honor thy mother and thy father. And on we could go about the different commandments that are there. What I'm trying to say is this. As great as those commandments are, and they are great, they're below the greatest commandments in importance to God. The greatest is loving God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your soul. So Jesus called it the greatest commandment. But then we see that in the book of Matthew, I mean, after we just read this in Mark chapter 12, he added something to it. He said, in all this hangs the law and the prophets. Not just, there's none other commandment greater than these. He added that on this hangs all the law and the prophets. So all the law, including the Ten Commandments, all the things written in the prophets, it hangs on these two commandments. Loving God with your all, your neighbor as yourself. Wow, that's pretty powerful, is it not? But Jesus' new commandment, John 13, 34 and 35, even made it higher. That second commandment, loving your neighbor as yourself, Jesus made it even higher. People say, well, the Old Testament legalistic. Well, here in the New Testament, Jesus made a command that was even stronger than the Old Testament. In John 13, 34 and 35, when he said a new commandment, he was putting it on the level that the Ten Commandments were, but only higher than that. And he said, to love one another as, in the same manner that Jesus loved us. Well, there's no greater love than that. So as he loved us, so realize, those are some strong commandments. Those are powerful. And it's from the Word of God. But then, whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament, all the commands are built on the love factor. Why? Because all things work together for good to those that love God, for those who are called according to His purpose. His purpose for all those commands that are in the Bible is if we obey Him, we'll go by them. There may be present consequences that the world gives that are not good. But if you have eternity set in your heart, and you look ahead, just like Jesus, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. He didn't enjoy the shame of the cross. He endured it. But it was the joy set before him. He had his heart set in eternity and knew what was ahead by faith. So, see the progression then of the plan from verse 22 there. We rely on him, and his commandment is for good, even though some people are hard to love.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.